John, he will discuss for you the pricing and answer all of your questions, okay? He's here.
Aloha, Joanna.
Hello, hi.
Hi, my name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Hi, I'm good. I'm gonna give you over to my husband.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, that's okay. I'll take care of this.
Okay. So we were calling about listing Legacy Plumbing on the first page of the Google search results for the island of Oahu. Do you guys service the
Yeah.
entire island?
Yes, and Outer Island also.
And other islands also. Okay, so you guys have multiple locations. What other islands?
No, we don't have multiple locations. We have only one location, but
But you'll hop?
if the job is, yes, island hop.
Okay. So to the four major?
Four
Kauai,
majors?
Maui, Big
Yes.
Island. Okay.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah, I'm very familiar. I have family in Aiea and Ewa Beach, and then I've been to all
Oh,
four
nice.
in the last 2 years. So. Okay. So let me see. This is a local listing though. I don't know if your husband's there. These are the three guys that show up next to the map when you look up plumbing on Oahu. So this particular listing is only going to cover Oahu. We could get you listed on the other islands, but because you're not located there, you would have to do a separate type of advertisement called Google Ads. Those are the ones that show up at the top, say sponsored next to them. And they can be a little bit more pricey than the local listings. So,
We'll
maybe.
just do the local for now.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to go is what I was going to say is start out with this because we haven't had a listing available for a plumber in Oahu in like 11 months. So these ones are hard to come by. And then obviously, with the money that you guys make from Oahu, we could always run ads later, kind of grow the company and then have you listed on the other islands as well. I think that would be a good plan of action. Do you have a website?
Not yet. We're in the process of developing one.
Okay. Your husband has more than 1 year experience as a plumber, right?
Oh, he has 25+ years.
Okay. So the business is just new. He was working with somebody before though, right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then licensed, insurance, business registered?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
All right. This is good. You guys are a perfect fit for this. The beauty of these placements, we don't charge per lead or click or call. We would actually build the website for you. We have a package that has the website. The package that includes the website is kind of designed for a newer business like yours, where it'll complete your online marketing. So it'll not just put you on the first page of Google, but you end up on the first page of Bing, the Apple Safari for the iPhones, Androids, and tablets. They all pull from the Google's top guys for their recommendations on the island anyway. Same thing with the Amazon Alexa voice search devices. So if they use any of those methods, they'll be able to see you guys. And then aside from just like I found a Yelp listing, are you guys doing anything with like Facebook or any social media?
Nothing with Facebook. We're just with Yelp.
Yelp, okay. Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of Yelp's system, but it does work for some
Yes,
people.
I'm kind of figuring that out also.
Yeah, like our package that I'm talking about putting you on, the Platinum for new businesses, it usually has Yelp in it. And the feedback that I get from a lot of our clients is they don't really like the Yelp system. Sometimes they even ask us to take their Yelp listing down. It's weird. They get
Yeah.
mixed reviews from that.
We're
Almost.
finding that the leads that we do get, we have to pay for to get the information.
So you pay
On
just for
top
the
of paying a
number.
monthly fee.
Oh God,
Yeah,
okay.
so I pay, so there's a monthly fee that we pay, and then there's leads that come in that we have to pay again to get a phone number, and it's not guaranteed we're gonna get the job or how many people, how much others are clicking to get that job.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of pay per lead services. It's almost like buying scratchers at the gas station, you pay and then you find out later if you win or not. It's not a good method for starting a business. This local listing on the first page of Google, there's no lead fees, click fees, or call fees. So you just have the flat monthly rate. There's no other charges. And then, you know, on top of, if you wanted to do Yelp, I mean, or take it down, but we have Yelp, we have Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, you know, basically we'll be like a one-stop shop for you guys with just one bill. You know, you don't have 100 bills floating around, 100 different charges happening throughout the month. You know, any leads that are generated, they have your number. They'll call you guys directly from there.
Okay.
But it sounds to me like you guys would be a good fit. We would want to start out month to month with you though, just because the company is so new. We don't have any reviews to go off of. We still have to get you Google verified so that you even exist as a business on Google first, and then obviously place you at the top. So, I mean, month to month's going to be the route. We don't want to commit to something until we see how the reviews come back. Not saying that, you know, we have any doubts about you. You're obviously on the list for a reason. Google usually is pretty thorough about who they qualify for these placements. But do you get texting on this number, Joanna?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to send you a text here so you could see the pricing and the package, everything that's included. And then I'll also send a website example. This is just an example of the websites. It's fully customized website. So we'll be able to build the website exactly how your husband and you would like it to look. We'll fully customize it. Any changes that you want to make, it's a part of the service. And we usually have the website attached to the placement. So that way customers can see that.
So we hired someone to do our
website.
So
okay. Maybe you won't
need
that.
So someone is actually working on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you already bought the domain and everything? Like you have like a legacyplumbing.com?
I have a legacyplumbing.com, yeah.
Okay, perfect. That's good. That'll save you some money. There's already a new in business credit that's going to save you some money, but if I don't have to build you the website, you know, maybe I don't even need to put you on a platinum package. Maybe we could do something more like a pro. It really just depends. Like, also, the platinum has the Facebook ads. The pro doesn't have the Facebook ads, so it depends if you want that too. But it does have everything else aside from the Facebook ads in the pro, and it doesn't have the website.
Okay.
That's the only difference.
I'm looking at this, and it says Premier, right? The Premier SEO. So we're not looking at those packages, right?
No.
We're looking at the local bundle plus Facebook ads.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. So it'll be the essential $299, and then the pro is usually $499, and the platinum's $599. But what I was thinking I could do for you, Joanna, is if you guys want to come on board and secure that spot, I mean, obviously the local listing on Google is the moneymaker and all of this, but if you want to focus just on that, I could get you the pricing structure for the essential, but I'll give you everything in the platinum bundle. So that way all your bases are covered still. We'll be like the one-stop shop for you. And then if you guys ever need help with the website or leave the website provider, that'll still be an option on the table for you.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay. I heard you guys talking. Yeah, so I was offering you the platinum package, the best package there. It says most popular with everything
included. $499, yes.
No, it's actually $599.
$599, correct?
Yeah. But I was offering you that one for $299. So the essential price.
Okay.
That way we make sure we have all your bases covered. You guys won't need any other online marketing. We'll be like the one-stop shop for you, just one customer service if you need help or need to change anything. And then I left the website option on the table for you. So that way if you do ever need help with your website or maybe you leave your website provider, they're too expensive. Unforeseen expenses, whatever. You could always call us and we'll make sure that you have the custom website design on your domain and any hosting that you might need. That could save you some money later too.
Okay, so that $299 that you're offering me, that's a lifetime or it's only for a certain amount of months?
Oh, it's locked in. So it'll stay $299 month to month for as long as you're with us.
Okay, and then the setup fee is $299?
Yes, but I can actually put in a request also to get the setup fee reduced to just a one-time payment of $99. So I can knock another $200 off of that. Since you guys are a smaller company, you know, usually it's a medium-sized business. Sometimes small, but usually it's a medium-sized business that's covering the whole island. I don't think you guys are there yet, but obviously this will get you there with the call volume. Yeah, it'll get you there, though, with the call volume it generates. If you guys are open to expanding, you'll definitely have enough leads and job opportunities coming in to do that.
Yeah, so we sign up for this, and I don't really need to do the Yelp.
No, not at all. Yeah, I mean, Yelp is something that we could also provide for you, but I don't recommend it. Like I said, a lot of my clients that I have on this Platinum package, Yelp is part of our popular directory submissions in that package, and they oftentimes ask me to remove it. They just don't like it. It's kind of like blackmail, where they tell them, like, hey, you got to pay to have your good reviews. You got to pay for every lead. You got to pay a monthly cost. They just try to bleed money from you guys every chance that they get. So I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah.
I say keep your overhead as low as possible. That's really my goal in getting you guys this package, is to try to keep your overhead expenses down. That way you're profitable and you don't have a problem continuing to use the service every month.
Okay, so what's the process of getting Google verified?
It's a three-step process. So today I would create your Google business profile, and then I would submit it to the Google headquarters in Orange County, California for placement. They're going to send a postcard to you at your address there on the island. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of that card we'll need from you when it comes in the mail. That's how you get the little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are. They'll generate the Google business profile, and then there's also a form that you have to fill out that's going to ask for your husband's and yours, like license, insurance, business registration. You fill it out and send it in, and that's how you show as a verified contractor on the island. And then we also will do a client interview with you over the phone, where we'll go over all the services he provides and the areas that they cover on the island, in case there's areas you don't want to go to, things like that. We'll just customize the campaign for you at that time. So once those three steps are completed, you're Google verified, you're up there. Obviously, we want to try to be as responsive to these people as we can and generate good reviews as we can moving forward. But that's it. Yeah, it's just that three steps. And we walk you through it, too. Like, we have clients that are not really computer savvy. So we're basically doing it for you, but we do need your input to make sure that we're listing you properly and bringing you guys the right job opportunities.
Okay. You know what? Are we able to schedule a follow-up call? I want to call my website designer and see where he's at with all of that. And then I need to talk this over with my husband.
I hear you. That's why
Are you able to give me a call tomorrow?
Oh, no.
Monday.
Yeah, so the position just opened up about an hour ago. And then you guys are on a list of qualified plumbing companies for the whole island of Oahu. You just happen to be in town.
Oh, okay.
But basically what's happening is they're calling out, like Angela, the lady that you spoke with. They're going down the list, and it's first come, first serve for the placement. Like, once we fill that spot, they're closing out the plumbing category for the island. So I feel like for you guys, it would be a great opportunity to kill two birds with one stone, because right now you don't even have a Google business profile that's verified for people to even see. Now we're going to be able to obviously verify you and move you directly to the first page as a top recommended option. So the job opportunities that are going to make you the money to offset the investment will be readily available, versus somebody who's maybe taking, you know, months of building all these things step by step and then finally getting the spot to become available. We'll be able to do it all at once.
Okay.
So that's why I put the website in the package too. Because if your website guy, if you guys ever have a fallout or an issue with the website, we'll still be able to help you with the website, or we'll just use the one that he's creating and have that attached to all your online listings. But the most important thing for you and your spouse, Joanna, is the placement, not so much the site. because the website won't get visitors or traffic to it without the placement. Does that make sense? Like
yes.
there's companies on the first page of Google with no website at all, actually, and they get calls regularly just by having the placement. But if you have a website and then people aren't seeing it when they're looking for a plumber, it doesn't usually do you much good.
This all sounds interesting, but the thing is that we kind of want to consult with our advertising guy.
Mm-hmm.
The
website guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our website guy is also our advertising guy.
Oh, gotcha. What ads does he usually do?
He said he does Google. I mean, he does Google. He does like YouTube and all these other. I forget what is the platform he uses.
Yeah, that's very interesting because the Google partners are all in the mainland. They're all in California. Google is based in California.
Yes.
I don't know how somebody on the island would be able to service you guys with Google advertising.
Can you hang on for a bit?
Okay. Very interesting. Maybe he's trying to operate independently but yeah, they don't even have a Google business profile. If you looked up Legacy Plumbing, even Honolulu, they have Yelp, but the other Legacy Plumbing shows up right here, Signal Hill. Yeah, they said there's a guy who's building their website, and he told them he'll do their Google for them, but they don't even have Google business profile. Yeah. There's people that do that. They try to operate independently, and it's not. Oh, sorry. Hi.
$299.
Joanna.
Hi.
Hey. Tell him.
Yes.
Tell him that if you guys will come on board with us today, I'll waive your $99 setup fee too. So tell him we'll just do $299. If his concern is the pricing. And then we'll get it all set up for you. And I'm going to be over there in April so I can come out and meet you guys. I'm going to be staying in town.
Okay, let's go. Let's do this then. And we still have to, there's a process anyway, right, before all this starts up.
Yeah, exactly. So it's going to take probably about 5 to 7 days just to get through the postcard, the interview, and then you guys got to fill out the form and send it back.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to create the account. On the first page of Google for Legacy Plumbing, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Do you want to use the Legacy? Yes.
Yeah. 499-7140?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the street address there that I could send the Google PIN verification letter to you?
1814 Waiheee Street, Honolulu, 96817.
Okay. Waiheee.
But what was your name again?
My name is John. Yeah. My full name is Jazwan John Hill, but everybody calls me John.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You'll see, I'm the director here, so I oversee all the operations for the company. I'll actually be walking you guys through the initial setup process just to make sure everything's going smooth. And then once you're up and running, I'll kind of back off and let you guys do your thing. I'll just make sure that the reviews are coming back good and, you know, I'll get some feedback from you. Make sure you have to request your reviews, you know. So once we set this up, I don't know if you have some people he's worked with in the past maybe, in town over there that could go and write some reviews, but it won't generate a star rating for you until you get 5 of them. So the sooner we can get the five, that'd be better. What's your last name, okay. Joanna?
Passion.
Oh, like passion. Okay. And then, yeah. What's your business email address where I could send everything in writing?
Info at legacyplumbingoahu.com.
Okay. And your husband's there with you, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send a text over with my direct number and extension. Can you share that with him?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. I like to shake the man's hand that's doing the work, you know, or at least get to know him.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell him don't be shy. I want to make sure he's, you know, we're not bringing jobs over that he doesn't want to do. And, you know, I got to get his feedback if he's going to be the one going over there. So tell him don't be shy. All right. And then his first and last name?
Lyle, L-Y-L-E.
Okay.
Same last name, Passion.
Okay. You guys have always been on the island of Oahu?
Yes, 54 okay. years.
Okay. Just for 4 years?
54.
Oh, 54. Okay. I was saying, you guys don't even sound 54. Okay. Let me submit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Lyle Passion. Owner and Joanna Passion owner. Okay, saves. Okay, and then you said the website is just legacyplumbing.com, right?
It's Legacy Plumbing Co. LLC.
Co. LLC.com. I don't see anything for that domain name.
Oh, no. I didn't do it that way. I mean...
Oh, okay. How do I find
it,
Legacy
Plumbing Oahu.
Oh, Oahu, okay.
No, we did it. The website is not up yet.
Yeah, I know. Like I want to have the domain attached to your Google business profile when I submit it to Google. So that way, when it is up and running, it just updates automatically. It's already on it. I don't have to go add it later. Does that make sense?
Okay. So... Yeah. The only thing that I did was the email, the Legacy Plumbing Oahu. So I'm not sure what we're developing with the website. I have a meeting with him next week.
Okay. Oh, wow. It's kind of far away. You know, I mean, I don't know how long he's been working on the website or what he charged you guys. Not saying it's a bad guy or anything. Maybe he's a good guy, have good intentions of helping you out. But, you know, websites don't usually take very long to generate, depending on who's generating them. And then the Google partners, you know, they're only in California on the mainland. I think that's why you don't have a Google business profile or won't get verified. So I'm not saying he's doing anything bad. He probably means well. He's probably, probably helps people as best he can there on the island. But yeah, it'd be very hard to get verification done without actually speaking with somebody that has Google credentials. Okay. All right. I got your account created. How would you like your hours of operation for the business listed?
24/7.
Okay. So open availability. Okay. And then what's a good time where we can call an interview just to customize the campaign and for your verification?
I'm getting into my calendar. Hang on.
Okay. We do have some times today, too, by the way. We have...
Today I'm pretty booked today.
Okay. What about Monday?
Where are we? We're 17. Let's do Monday.
Okay. Monday. Okay. So we're on the mainland here, and we go 7 to 4, so island time. You guys 2 hours behind us. That's like 5 to 2.
Yeah. 5 a.m. Yeah, so the same time, 8 o'clock is good, my time.
Okay.
Same time that.
Okay.
8 o'clock a.m.
Monday, 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going
to
send it.
I have to drop kids off to school.
Oh, I understand. Yeah, my brother and my niece, who's also my goddaughter, they live in Aea. But he takes them over to the other side by Aulani Resort, Kapolei. She goes to Kapolei Elementary.
Oh, Aulani,
Yeah, she goes to Kapolei.
That's far.
Yeah, he goes from Aea to Kapolei. But he's divorced from the mama, and the mama lives in the west side.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've both moved on. Yeah, and so it's kind of like the middle, I guess, Kapolei compared to Aea and then the west side.
I guess.
yeah, it's a lot of driving. I tell him that all the time. It's so funny because he always, like, will drop her off at school, and then he posts he's at the golf course there. Like, there's a golf course right by her school. I'm like, oh, that's convenient. All right, so I have your account created and the client interview set for 8 a.m. In terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
I have a card somewhere.
Okay. Now, is this under your name or Lyle's name or both?
It's under my name.
Okay. Does it have the business name on it as well? Because this is a business expense for you guys. You'll be able to write it off for taxes. If not, I can add it to the invoice for you.
Hang on.
Okay.
Well, actually, no. So I'm going to give you a business card, but it's not Legacy Plumbing. It's my other business.
Okay. I'll put Legacy Plumbing Co. LLC on the invoice receipt so you could still write it off for this business at the end of the year.
Okay.
But that's how you want it listed, right?
But the Legacy card is Plumbing. Under my name.
But it's going to show on Google as Legacy Plumbing Co. LLC or just Legacy Plumbing Co.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Oh, LLC.
Okay, I put it there. It looks more professional that way, but I'm supposed to ask. Okay. On the front of the card, there are 16 digits, Joanna. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
4145.
4145.
7863. 0982.
0982.
5596.
5596. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
1125.
1125. And then 3-digit code on the back?
110.
110. Okay. And is Lyle still there with you?
He stepped out.
Oh, okay. I was just wanting to introduce myself, but make sure you share the contact information. If he has any questions, comments, or concerns, I want him to feel comfortable being able to reach out, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then before I process your payment, I'm just going to walk you through this voice verification. If I say anything that you don't understand or don't agree with, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line, Joanna. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as a business owner there on the island of Oahu. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Legacy Plumbing Co. LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state the name and title or your name and title with the company?
Joanna Pashan, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account that you gave me today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Joanna, it's important that you and Lyle are actively involved in this campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours. You and Lyle still reserve the right to refuse service to anybody. So just because they call you doesn't mean that we expect you to go out to every single one of them. But If you do see calls coming from our company in regarding your account, those are usually urgent. So typically make sure to get back to us as soon as you can. The initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I have you guys on a month-to-month service. We are supposed to recommend that you try the services for 2 months when we're building your Google business profile and registering you from scratch. But it is month-to-month, okay? It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's January 17th, 2025. It's going to be in the discounted price of $299. However, you're going to be on our Platinum Package Bundle. I have included a website option for you at no additional cost, just in case there's ever an issue with your website provider. I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. So when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to renew each month on the 17th day, but you'll keep this discounted price for as long as you're with us, as I promised you earlier. Now, you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties, okay? All that we ask is if you guys are going to discontinue the services, let us know before the 17th day or before the next bill is due, so that way we could stop it from automatically charging your company. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do. Sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. Almost done. So I'm going to process the payment, Joanna. When this clears, you're going to get 3 text messages and 3 emails, and these are pertaining to your Google verification. One of them is going to have a username and password for the tracking system, so you can keep track of all the leads and the jobs. The other one will have an outline of the agreement in writing because of the discounted pricing structure I gave you. That's all documented, that you keep that rate as long as you're with us and everything that we're doing for the company so that way you have transparency. You are going to want to sign off on that one. And then you'll have the actual Google verification form. And it might look complicated. I don't know how computer savvy you are, but it's super easy. It just looks difficult. It's just a digital form that you fill out. It will ask you to upload files or pictures of like his license, insurance, and business registration. And these will actually go to the Google headquarters here in California. And then they'll when they create your listing, they're going to put a little badge and a check mark on it. And that lets people know that you're a Google verified trusted plumbing contractor there on the island of Oahu. Okay.
Okay.
As long as you're getting those 3 messages, then we're basically good to go until Monday at 8 a.m. And then I also sent over my direct number and extension. So if you guys have questions, comments, or concerns, don't hesitate to call. You could also dial the same number. You hit extension 1, and there's always a live operator, even if it's on the weekends and I'm not here.
Hey, John.
Okay.
You got a
Hey. Yeah, hi, Lyle.
This is Lyle.
Sorry, man. I'm working and on the phone and talking
no, you're
to
good.
Different people.
I wanted to meet you.
Oh, yeah. So basically, when you Google, what are you saying? Is it only for the Honolulu area or is it for Oahu? Because right now, the market share is all about money when it comes to Google. So it's the guys who put more money in
is
the ones that are going to get the...
Yeah, for pay-per-click Google Ads, you're going to run into a bidding war. We're not doing pay-per-click, Lyle. Yeah. This is a local verified listing.
Gotcha.
It's Google Places. Yeah, so all you're going to pay is the $299 month-to-month. We could do the pay-per-click later. Mm-hmm. I know Joanna was telling me at the beginning of the call that you guys wanted to hit the other islands. You can't get a local listing on the other islands just because you're located on Oahu, but we can grow you into doing Google Ads later. What I wanted to do was start out with Oahu, get this local listing going, and then we could maybe run Google Ads with the money that's being generated from the local clients that we're bringing in here. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because normally when you're on Oahu, I mean, the big guys are the ones that are always going to pop up because they're the ones that fight the bidding war with who's going to be number one, right? They just sink more money, then the next guy takes over, then they throw in more money just
for
that
sponsored
when you Google, their name is always going to pop up.
Yeah, for the sponsored ones, that's all
that's
the time.
Sponsored.
Yeah. For this one, it's their verified local listing. So they're going to send you a postcard in the mail, and then she should have on this phone, there's a form called a Google verification form. And it's really just about who buys the spot, and then you have to be Google verified, obviously, for them to refer you to the customers. That's our promise to the people, is that we're verifying the contractor that's listed. And so sometimes you'll see guys, they don't even have as many reviews, or they're not a big company. It's because they got a call like this, and then they're doing the verified local listing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, I'm just wondering about that, because I know that's what
all the big boys do is they just
it's a bidding war
in there, and those guys can never compete with that. So
yeah, exactly. That's why I was telling her, I'm like, if you guys wanted to hit like Maui, you know, the plumbers over there in Maui, like they're paying like $6 a click, you know, and like on certain areas of the island. It's crazy, you know. You'll go through like 100 clicks in like a day or two. So they're you know, their budgets are like $600,000 a day. But no, we're not doing anything like that. We're focused here on the local listing on the island. So there's no other lead fees, click fees, call fees. And then we are going to list you on other things too to help generate traffic, things like Facebook. The idea for us is to try to generate as many job opportunities for you as we can each month. But we want those leads to be qualified, so we have an interview set up for Monday at 8 a.m. Hawaii time, and we're going to follow up. One of my reps is going to interview you, and I'd love for you to be there since you're the guy that's actually going out to the jobs. You know, we want your input on what you will and won't do. We don't want to just list you for a plumber. We want to cover all your services.
Okay. All right.
All right, Lyle. Well, you have a great weekend. I'll actually be out there in April, so about 3 months of doing this in I'm staying in town, too, so I should be pretty close to you guys. I'll come out there and shake your hand. I don't know if you play golf or anything like
all
that,
right.
But I'd love to meet you.
All right. Sounds like a plan, man. Appreciate it.
All right, Lyle. All right. You're very welcome. You have a great weekend. We'll talk to you guys Monday, 8 a.m. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. Bye-bye.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.